This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. In our throwaway society, it's easy to conclude that nothing lasts. Our guest today wants us to make an exception to that rule. He says that with God's help, we can make one important area of life last for eternity. Love. More to the point, love and marriage. But it doesn't happen automatically. In order to succeed, marriage needs a little help from the God who created it. Charles Chrismeyer has been married to his wife Kathy for 50 years. They both have spent time as public school teachers, and Chuck went on to work as a trial attorney. He has authored 8 books and is now the driving force behind Save America Ministries. He hosts a national daily radio show called Viewpoint, and I'm happy to have him with us today. Chuck, welcome to HeartWise.
Charles, it's great. I like the title of your program, HeartWise, because it is all about the heart.
It is absolutely about the heart, and we're going to find out more about that heart as I talk to you here today. Your latest book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success, uses the word secrets in the title. How did what God created so openly become unknown to so many of us?
It's because we perhaps aren't tuned as much as we would like to think we are to the heart of God.
That's true.
The heart of the matter is always the heart. You know, man may look on the outward appearance, and we may look great to others in terms of our marriages, for instance, but God looks on the heart. And the unfortunate thing is, so does our spouse. And therein lies a lot of the problem, and why, when the heart of our marriage is not right, then the relationship begins to deteriorate. And my wife and I experienced that. We grew up in the church, and my father was a pastor for 50 years, and I majored in religion and majored in psychology at a church-related college. I mean, when my wife married me, she thought she had really gotten the prize for spiritual leadership, you know, and all that. But the reality is, after 7 years of marriage, she came to me very privately, and I might say very respectfully and lamentably. And she said, "Chuck, I don't have any more feelings for you, and it scares me."
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That scared me, Charles.
Yep.
Got my attention.
I guess so. So what had gone? What happened after that first blush of marriage? 7 years later, it was gone. How did you kill it?
Well, I didn't kill it intentionally any more than a person intentionally kills their yard.
That's true.
Or kills
true.
Their garden.
Yeah.
You know, people love to look at other people's yards and other people's gardens and say, "Wow, how beautiful is that?" But the problem is most people aren't willing to put forth what is necessary to keep it going. They don't water, they don't fertilize, and they think they can get by without doing those things, and it's too costly, or it's too much time, or I just don't have the vision for it. Well, you know, that's kind of the way it was for us, except that there were some other things that demanded time. For instance, in the last 5 years of my teaching experience in Southern California, I was in law school in the evening. So here I'm teaching full-time. I was even coaching on the side. And going to law school in the evening, that required every minute of my time to read and brief cases and to read and brief cases outside of the school. So that was very demanding. Then we had our first child during that same period of time, and I began to put my wife through college at the same period of time.
My.
Now, you talk about a prescription for stealing all your time. And the relationship gradually kind of deteriorated until our conversation was such that we spoke mostly in sarcasm.
Yes.
And wasn't a pretty picture.
Well, Chuck, let me just talk man-to-man here with you for just a minute here.
Well, I like that, man-to-man. You and I have the same name, Charles.
Yes.
And that means manly, so we can do that.
We can do that. We're going to talk manly here. What is it with women? You were just trying to provide for your family. You were just trying to provide for your wife. You were just trying to make sure that the bills are paid and that you had a future together. You were trying to build a career. You were doing everything you were doing for all the right reasons. Why didn't it work?
Well, that's a very good question. The interesting thing is that God made men and women different. Are you surprised at that?
I'm actually glad about that in some areas. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Well, we're glad about that, but it's precisely in that difference that we find much of the default in our marriage relationships. And quite frankly, I did not comprehend, I did not have a vision for what it meant to be a true and loving husband in the long term. Mm. I didn't really comprehend what my wife needed. For instance, not just during those first 7 years, but oftentimes up until the 37th year of our marriage, she would say something like, "You're not listening to me," or "I need you to understand me," or "Why can't you hear me?" Well, what do those things mean? To me, I'd stand there just dumbfounded. I'm listening. What do you think I'm doing?
Yes. See, these are ears. That's what they're used for.
Well, yeah. But you know, it's like what Jesus said. He said, having ears to hear, they hear not. Mm. Having eyes to see, they see not. It wasn't that they didn't hear. It's that they didn't respond to what they were hearing. Oh. And that's kind of where an awful lot of our problems lie. In fact, it wasn't until the 37th year of our marriage that the Lord gave us a very unique motto. And I know we want to talk a little bit about that because that's what this book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success, is all about, which leads us back to your question about secrets. Well, why would you talk about secrets if God wants you to know about them?
Yes.
Well, here's the deal. Everybody loves a mystery, and everybody loves a secret. You know why? Because it lures us to find out what it is. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Bible even talks about God having secrets. But the reality is, he words it that way because he knows us, and that's going to invite us to explore more deeply and find out what it's all about. Okay. So, a secret for the Lord is not something that he wants to keep secret. It's something that he wants us to yearn after, to discover, so that we can be drawn closer to his heart, so that we can be drawn closer to one another's heart.
We're talking with Charles Crismeyer. He is the author of the book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. He's also a trial lawyer, and I'm sure that in his career he's had plenty of people who are falling out of love and divorcing and probably has learned a few things along the way. Would I be correct in saying that, Chuck?
Would you be correct? Hey, listen, for 20 years I practiced law in Southern California, and here was the epicenter of much of the evangelical world as it was developing over the past 40 years. And so I'm practicing law there. 80% of my clientele come from the broader body of Christ, and 40% of my practice is in the family law court in the Los Angeles Superior Court System, which is the largest family law court in the nation. Let me tell you, I've seen it from the inside out.
Boy.
I've seen the body of Christ. I've seen the underbelly, and it ain't pretty.
It ain't pretty.
So what I would do by day, I would represent people in court, and by night, my wife and I would try to undo all of their thinking that was leading them toward the court.
Okay.
In other words, to try to help people catch a vision for marriage. And the enduring quality of marriage. You know, it's interesting. You would think that after 7 years of marriage, when your wife comes to you and says, "Chuck, I don't have any more feelings for you, and it scares me," that that might have been the end of the road. Well, fortunately, it jerked my chain, and I had to begin to seek the Lord with a whole heart. And when my wife began to see me doing that, she saw my own attitudes, my own behavior changing within 30 days. It was amazing. So then she began to change. And our conversation began to change. And interestingly, after about 3 years, she came to me and she said, "Chuck, you're my best friend." Now, what an amazing transformation.
My.
From "I don't have any more feelings to you," than to say, you're my best friend. Well, out of the things that we began to learn, God has an amazing sense of humor. We began to do marriage seminars. Not go to them, but do them.
Yes.
Up and down the state of California. You know, our marriage was in this growing and recovery mode. But then I moved from practicing law after 20 years to God calling us to plead his cause in the land as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation, to move to the birthplace of the nation where we knew no one, and to start all over. Well, you know, it's said that law is a jealous mistress. But if law is a jealous mistress, my wife found out ministry can be an even more jealous mistress.
Okay, we're going to find out what happened next. This is an exciting story. We're talking with Chuck Crismeyer. He is the author of Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, Chuck, I want to ask you a question. You mentioned in your book that you put a lot of the blame for what happened to marriage into the 1960s. What in the world happened in the 1960s that we need to know about? And we'll learn that on our return, so stay right where you are.
I'm Dr. James Markham with your biblical prescription for life. A question came into our website. Do you have any suggestions to help with depression? Well, our biblical prescription for life is Genesis 1, verses 31. Then God saw everything that he had created, and indeed it was very good. He didn't say good, he said very good. As we get back to our original design, we improve our health. Just think, we were made to be outside and not inside. When we're outside, this helps our vitamin D, which makes serotonin, which lowers the risk of depression. We were designed to move and not sit. This helps the circulation to the brain. He designed us to eat more plants, vegetables, nuts, and grains. This helps lower inflammation in our body. As we move back towards the original plan, we're going to lower the chance of having depression. For more, go to our website, heartwiseministries.org.
Have you ever wondered about your place on this earth? Why you were put here? And what you can do to make a difference? Well, I've got good news. You can become a healer. I'm Nick Evanson, production manager at Heartwise Ministries, inviting you to help spread the news that optimum health is possible. Your family, friends, and coworkers don't have to be as sick as they are. There's information available to help them stop chronic disease in its tracks. Diabetes, heart disease, obesity, hypertension, they've all met their match. Your support of this ministry allows thousands to learn how to defeat these destructive enemies. Working in partnership with Heartwise Ministries also brings changes into your life, and believe me, people will notice. Your example becomes a healing light in a very dark and sick world. Take a moment and visit our website at heartwiseministries.org and add your support. Become a leader and share the gift that truly keeps on giving. Thank you.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Chuck Crismeyer. He is the author of Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. And we're talking about how to keep things together when your wife comes to you and says, I don't have feelings for you anymore, or I want out of this. What can you do? And Chuck has already told us that he and his wife both found out that they can't do it alone. They needed God coming in there and doing some things, mixing it up, stirring it up a little bit. And you also say an interesting thing, Chuck. You say that the 60s played a pivotal role in, I guess, sort of pushing marriage off the cliff. What happened in the 60s we should know about?
Well, it's interesting, Charles, because we were married in 1966.
Right
in the middle of the greatest fruit basket upset in the history of our country.
That's true.
I call it the great truth quake that hit our country.
Yes.
And out of it came the sexual revolution and a spirit of rebellion that so metastasized through not only the secular world and through the education system, but even through the church. In fact, we lived through this. We watched it happen. We were heavily involved in church. We went to church, you know, two or three times a week and believed the Word of God and so on. But we began to discover that pastors and their parishioners, our friends, were progressively leaving their commitment to the Word of God and committing themselves to the ways of the culture. For instance, in 1968, California, where we were living, adopted the no-fault divorce law.
Yes.
Well, that spread like wildfire through the nation. And one might say the problem was a legal problem. No, the problem was a heart problem. The nation lost its fear of the Lord, forfeited its fear of the Lord in the mid-60s, abandoned the foundations of truth, and then were cast off onto trusting psychology, which was rooted in feelings.
I remember.
Our feelings replaced faith.
Yes.
And this happened in the church, in the name of the God is Love movement in the 1970s,
wow,
that was rooted in a psychologized faith that changed from depending upon the facts of the faith and the truth of God's word to be depending upon our feelings. So feelings became Lord, and faith took short shrift. And that became so deeply entrenched by the 1980s that the divorce rate by the 1990s in the church across America became virtually equal to that of the nation as a whole.
That's right.
And believe it or not, Charles, in the Bible Belt of America for the past 20 years, the divorce rate has exceeded the nation as a whole by in the neighborhood of 50%. So that the governors of six southern states actually declared a marital emergency, but the pastors did not. Does that give you a thumbnail scale of how this has come about?
It certainly does. It certainly does. Yes, and you were caught in the middle of that, and you were a victim of that. How did you get out? Share with us how you managed to turn that around.
That's where, you know, the Word of God came into effect back in after 7 years of marriage. And I began to take that seriously, and I went to the Sermon on the Mount. I had failed the first bar exam, the most difficult bar exam in the country. And in the hiatus, as I was preparing for the second one, God really got my attention through my wife's voice there.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to spend quality time in His Word every single day, every morning between 5 and 5:30 in the morning. Here I'm supposed to be devoting all my time to studying for the bar. But now I'm building the Word of God in my life in a way that I had never, ever done before. And my wife saw the difference within 30 days. Well, that was 43 years ago.
Yeah.
By the 37th year of our marriage, we discovered that we were on what you might call marital cruise control. And here we were involved up to our eyeballs in ministry through Save America Ministries and speaking to the church at large across this country, and yet we found a staleness that had occurred in our own marriage. Well, it was right at that time that God showed me the power of gratitude. I tell you, Charles, it was life-shaking. Life-shaking. You know, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Well, we can quote that, but it doesn't quite connect.
Right.
But it did connect. And all of a sudden, I realized that one of the great weaknesses of our marriage was my lack of gratitude.
Now, when you say lack of gratitude, didn't you say thank you for this nice meal? Thank you for being my friend?
Well, yeah, but those are perfunctory things. They're not things that go to the relationship itself. They're not things that go to the very innermost thoughts and being of the person that you married. I had a real problem, and that is I didn't even know how to express gratitude. And so that came to this, to one of the components. We've talked about the very first component of this motto, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. That was gratitude. The next thing flowing from that was considering one another.
Okay.
Well, how do you consider one another if you don't have gratitude for one another?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So each one of these 7 points that formed our marital motto that came at 37 years of our marriage flowed from this attitude of gratitude and considering one another. And among the 5 P's that follow is the word praise, praising one another. Wow. I didn't know how to do that. I hate to admit it, that I was so selfish, even as a Christian, even as one who had done many seminars, but I just did not know. I had to break the sound barrier, and I had to do it by faith. And I think an awful lot of men have a problem with praising their wife. They might flatter their wife in certain situations. A wife might flatter her husband in certain situations to get what you want.
Right, right.
But that's manipulation.
Okay, okay.
That's not praise.
All right.
That's selfish manipulation. And when I broke that sound barrier by faith and asked the Lord to help me to be able to verbalize true, genuine gratitude and praise for my spouse, I tell you, Charles, it was like magic.
Give me an example here. What are you talking about, Chuck? How do you praise through gratitude your wife? Give me an example.
Okay. For instance, sweetheart, I just want you to know how thankful I am that God put you in my life. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that you are the centerpiece of my life. In fact, I said that to her this morning.
Yeah.
I picked up on something that she said that was totally unrelated to that, and I applied it in our marriage. She said, wow, thank you so much for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is we don't know how to speak to one another's hearts. And one of the reasons for that is we think it's all about me. See, we live in not just the me generation, but the me generation.
Yes, yes.
So we think our marriages, even Christian marriages, are all about me. No, it's all about thee.
Mm.
So we had to learn that point after point, but God gave us this amazing motto. We call them secrets for marital success. And indeed they are, because when we discovered them, Charles, they changed everything. I mean everything. And so when we were ready to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary last July, we talked to one another about how do we do this? What can we best do? And we decided to write a book, Lasting Love, Enduring Secrets for Marital Success. And it contains not only our life experience, but this 7-point motto that is absolutely transformative. And anybody, and I mean anybody, who really, really wants, really sincerely desires to have a God-glorifying marriage and a satisfying marriage, if they will apply these 7 points, their marriage will change, and they will be thrilled.
All right. Well, our time has flown by, and I want to make sure that people know where they can learn more about the book and about you. How about a website for us?
Saveus.org. That's saveus.org. Saveus.org. That, by the way, our national radio program can be heard there. Mm-hmm. And we also just put up a little book trailer yesterday concerning this book. I think it would be very inspiring to people.
All right. Saveus.org. This is Charles, C-R-I-S-M-I-E-R, Chris Meyer, and I really appreciate you being with us today. We've just scratched the surface. I know we could talk for hours and hours on this thing, but I just want to say to the listener, check out saveus.org, get a hold of the book, and you can hear everything that Chuck has to say about this, Chuck and apparently his wife, Kathy, what they have to say about this marriage thing and how God can keep us together for eternity, and I love that. Chuck, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your words of wisdom and guidance.
Well, it's been a blessing.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Charles Chris Meyer, inviting you to remain, very manly, remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.